It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause. And Midi can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms, not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Guten Tag!
Makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar extend a hearty welcome to all Curtain Time listeners, those who have been with us for the past 3 years, as well as those who join us tonight for the first time. And here's the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's tonight's play like?
Well, as always, Myron, we have a gay, sparkling comedy romance. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, these are fine seats. But let's glance at the program before the lights are dim. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Petticoat Justice by John McGreevy. Mr. Elders plays the part of Jerry Taylor. And Muriel Bremner is featured as Susan Hadley.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of
Curtain
Petticoat
Time!
Justice. Well, at the moment, Jerry Taylor, with his good friend Buzz seated beside him, is driving his sleek convertible along a suburban road. The young men are evidently in a hurry to get someplace.
Hey, Jerry, aren't you taking it awful fast?
Sure I am. Do you realize what'll happen if we're not in Stone City by noon?
I do. Your bride-to-be will create a small riot.
Buzz, it will not be small. Nothing Sybil does is ever small.
Which explains why she's marrying you in exactly 1 hour and 13 minutes.
I was a fool, Buzz, to let you talk me into leaving Stone City. I should have known.
Well, how was I to know there'd be complications? Besides, you got a $25,000 contract out of the trip. Not a bad wedding present.
Yeah, but if I don't get to Stone City by noon, there won't be any wedding. You know how Sybil feels about punctuality.
I know the way Sybil feels about everything, but how do you feel about Sybil?
What do you mean?
Why, Jerry? Why are you marrying her? You don't love her.
She's beautiful, wealthy, and determined.
Sure. Great things to base a marriage on.
Well, could be worse.
Life with Sybil. You could write a book.
Yeah, maybe I will. Have you got the ring?
Mm-hmm.
And the license?
I got it.
Look, Sybil's going to be mad enough without any more complications popping up.
Uh-huh. And all the rest of your life, you can worry about how mad Sybil will be with and without complications.
Look, Buzz, please allow me to live my own life.
With pleasure.
Buzz, do you hear a strange noise?
Yep. But it's not a strange noise. It's a police siren.
Oh, no.
Better pull over. Maybe if you're nice and polite, he'll let you go quick.
Oh, brother, what a time to get picked up by the cops. Sybil will never believe us.
Look, don't let him see that you're flustered. Just be calm and apologetic.
All right, watch this. Good morning, officer. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? I'm afraid I was so engrossed in the scenery that I didn't notice my speedometer. You know how it is.
Driver's license, please.
Yes, sir. What?
Well, it's a girl.
Yes, it certainly is.
May I please see your driver's license?
All right, miss. You've had your joke. Now take your dad's motorcycle home and we'll forget about it.
Nix, Jerry, Nix.
Mister, for the last time, I'm asking you for your driver's license.
But why? What are you doing in that uniform?
Well, I happen to be the traffic officer in Sand Springs.
Where?
Sand Springs.
You mean we're in a town now?
I guess we hadn't noticed it.
Your driver's license, please.
So you're a policeman, Miss...
I'm Officer Susan Hadley, and you were doing 60 in a 15-mile zone.
I'll bet you have a nice smile sometimes.
People like you ought to be put behind bars. You're a menace.
Now, officer, my friend didn't mean to get fresh.
Oh, no, officer. It's just such a novel experience to see a pretty traffic officer that I got carried away.
Follow me back into town.
Oh, now, wait, miss. Officer.
Yes?
I can't go back to town with you.
He's got to be in Stone City in an hour.
Yes, can't I just pay the fine here?
You know better than that.
Oh, but look, I'll pay the fine and give you something to buy yourself a cigar with. A new dress.
Do you realize you're trying to bribe an officer?
Jerry, let's go back with her before you break all the laws in the book.
Oh, but this is ridiculous. A spot along the road that calls itself Sand Springs, a girl dressed up like a cop. I can't go back. I'll never get to the wedding.
Are you resisting arrest?
Jerry, she means business.
Look, officer, why can't we be reasonable? I'm going to be late for my own wedding.
The law's the law. Oh,
but you'll be in love someday. You'll be getting married. Suppose your bridegroom gets himself in a jam like this.
I wouldn't marry a man who does 60 in a 15-mile zone.
Oh, but this is crazy. Buzz, why don't we just start up and try to outdistance her?
I wouldn't advise that. I'm the best pistol shot in the county.
We're wasting time, Jerry. Let's do as she says.
Oh, all right. Lead the way, officer.
Gee, is this the Sand Springs courtroom?
It is.
Well, where's the judge? I've got to get this over and head for Stone City. Sybil will be having a king-size tantrum.
Look, where the dickens is the judge, and where did our girl guide go?
Hey, what kind of a trick is this? Judge! Judge!
This court is now in session.
Oh, no, I'm saying things.
You're not the judge, too.
I am, and I'm prepared to hear your story.
Well, I'll
be... Of course,
be...
inasmuch as I'm also the arresting officer in this case, I shall dispense with my own testimony.
Now, see here. Exactly what kind of a three-ring circus is this? Are you the only inhabitant of Sand Springs?
Yeah, you're the traffic cop, the judge. Isn't anyone else eligible to hold office?
Well, I'm the last Hadley.
Oh, that's too bad.
The Hadleys have always held all the public offices in Sand Springs, and when Dad died, he left no male heirs.
Uh-huh, just you.
Yes, I'm carrying on.
Well, congratulations. Now, let's get this masquerade over so that I can get back on the road to Stone City.
Very well, your name, please.
Jerry Taylor.
And if the court's interested, my name's Buzz Adams. Telephone Amici, 6743.
The court doesn't like your attitude.
Oh, gee, and the court is so darn pretty, too.
Mr. Taylor,
look,
I...
you listen to me.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, I don't give a hoot who you play cops and speeders with, but it'll have to be someone else because I've got a date to be married in 45 minutes.
The business of this court is more important than your social engagements.
Social engagements? Sweetheart, Your Honor, will you get it through your pretty but thick skull that I'm going to be married?
Mr. Taylor, you're in contempt.
I'll say I am. Well, I have all the far-fetched practical jokes I've ever been exposed
to.
It's bad enough that you ride that motorcycle and dress like a cop, but pretending to be a judge just
I'll
about...
I'll show you how much I'm pretending.
Now, look, Your Honor.
You ought to be taken down from that bench and spanked.
Well, if you like jokes so well, Mr. Taylor, let's hear you laugh this one off. $30 and 30 days.
30 days?
Judge... You can't do this.
No?
He's got to get married. If he's not at that church by noon, Sybil will kill us.
Which will save the state a great deal of expense. It's also $30 and 30 days for you, Mr. Adams.
Oh, this gag has gone far enough. I'm getting out of here.
No, not really.
Yes, and I'd like to see the whole town of Sand Springs try to stop me. It's been charming, Your Honor.
Lester! Lester!
Yeah, Your Honor?
Yikes! We're trapped.
Holy cow. What sideshow did he escape from?
Judge, these two giving you trouble?
Master, you see to it that these two prisoners have the best cell in our jail.
Oh, but...
Yes, they're going to be with us for a while.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was wrong.
You certainly were.
Look, just let me go now, and I'll come back. I'll do anything you say, but I've got to get to that wedding.
Take him away, Lester.
Yes, man, take him away. Come on, you two. Get moving.
Your Honor, at least let me telephone Sybil.
Yeah, Judge, if you got any human feelings at all, let him do that.
I'll call the lady myself. Just give me her telephone number and I'll explain the whole situation.
But why can't I?
Get moving.
My wedding day spent in the Sand Springs jail, Sybil will never understand.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play. Starring Harry Elders and featuring Muriel Bremner. And now, Myron Wallace.
These crisp autumn evenings, the whole family likes to be out in the cool fall air.
And one little treat which means more enjoyment of a family evening together is the taste treat of the new Coconut Ping Bar. For a Ping Bar is one of those rare little pleasures that the whole family can enjoy, the boys and girls and adults alike. With each bite of the new Coconut Ping Bar, your teeth sink through a sweet, dark chocolate coating. A thick layer of fresh white coconut and a soft, creamy, smooth nougat center all melt together to make each enjoyable mouthful a truly thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. The call for the second act of Petticoat Justice, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. In an effort to be on time for his own wedding, Jerry Taylor, with his friend Buzz, was arrested for speeding by Officer Susan Hadley, the Sand Springs motorcycle cop. Officer Hadley also turned out to be the judge, and the two men got 30 days. Well, it's now the next morning. Jerry and Buzz, in their cell, are just finishing breakfast.
Boy, what a breakfast.
Yeah, I'll say. Prisoners in the Sand Springs jail are fed better than the guests in most hotels.
Yes, sir, Jerry, this is the life. What peace. What quiet.
Okay, Buzz, enjoy yourself while you can, because when Sybil gets
here... If she ever does.
Yeah. Imagine her letting us stay in jail all night.
Personally, I'm surprised she didn't have him hang us.
Well, I knew she'd be mad, but let us stay here in a cell all night.
But why complain? We've got wonderful food, good beds, a pretty jailer.
Trust you mean Susie and not Lester.
You know I mean Susie.
Why, the way you looked at her yesterday and the way she looked at you?
Well, it was either look at her or look at Lester, and that's no choice.
Well, she's a darn pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. Got a nice smile, too, when she's not being official.
Well, she's got to be official, Jerry. She's got a lot of duties, being the police force, the judge, and the mayor of Sand Springs.
Well, gentlemen, how was breakfast?
Oh, it was wonderful, Your Honor. And those eggs. I'd like to thank the hen personally.
Say, who is the jail cook? I'd like to steal him.
I'm the jail cook.
Uh-oh. I might have known.
Buzz, I wonder whether you'd give Lester a hand with the big box of supplies that just arrived.
You mean I'm a trustee now?
Well, you see, Lester's back's a little weak.
To say nothing of his mind.
Well, you can just carry one end of it.
Sure thing, Susie. Glad to be of service. Just turn the key and let me out.
Oh, door's not locked.
Huh?
It's not locked. You mean that...
No, it hasn't been locked since supper last night.
Well, you figure that one out, Jerry. I'll go give Lester a hand.
Won't you come in, Your Honor? Our little place isn't pretentious, but it's cozy.
Thanks. I've got the remorses.
The remorses? Sounds terrible.
It is.
Anything like
that?
I
always get them when I think I've let my personal feelings influence official acts.
Oh? So you admit that the justice you handed out yesterday was tempered by prejudice?
Well, you were awfully high and mighty.
Yeah, I guess I was. I get that way from being around Sybil.
And you wouldn't take me seriously,
Susie,
and I just...
You're much too pretty for anyone to take you seriously. As a judge, I mean.
But my reputation was at stake.
Your reputation?
Yes, of course. There's a crowd in Sand Springs that thinks I'm not qualified, so I decided to make an example of you.
Oh, I see.
It was cruel and heartless of me, and I'm sorry.
Ah, Susie, this is the real you, not the traffic cop.
It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause. And MIDI can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms, not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
for the justice of the peace.
Well, I...
Do you know that when you let yourself be just a woman, you're irresistible?
Am I?
Yes, and you're the nicest thing that's happened to me in a long time.
Well, you're pretty nice yourself. When you're not in a hurry.
In a hurry?
Diaper.
I forgot all about Sybil.
Oh, Sybil. That's a pretty name, what she likes.
Oh, she's beautiful, short-tempered, domineering, incomparable.
Look, I'll explain to her that it was my fault that you missed the wedding yesterday.
Oh, Sybil probably won't give us a chance to explain anything.
Well, you're free to go anytime you like.
Well, we can't go now.
You can't?
No. Sybil will be mad with rage if we deprive her of the pleasure of bailing us out. Little things like that sustain Sybil.
Well, we mustn't disappoint her again.
Susie.
I think I'd better go and see how Lester's getting along.
Susie, what's the penalty in Sand Springs for kissing the jailer?
The penalty for... Well, I don't know.
Well, check on it. You can sentence me later.
Oh, no, Mr. Taylor. Jerry, you...
Why, Susie, and you sentenced me for contempt.
Well, where are they? Isn't there anyone alive in this incorporated mausoleum?
Are you looking for somebody, ma'am?
No. I just came in to get out of the sun.
How did you get dressed? Now, just make yourself home. Sun sure is fierce.
My good man, come back here.
Huh?
You have two men here in this jail, a Mr. Taylor and a Mr. Adams.
Two men? Oh, sure. You mean them speeders.
I don't care what they've done. I just want to know how much it'll cost to get them out of this antique Bastille.
Well, I reckon you'll have to talk to the judge, ma'am.
Oh. Well, would it overtax you to tell the judge that Sybil Dolliver is here?
What's going on out there, Lester?
Miss Sue, the lady here, she's asking for them speeders.
Oh, yes, I'm expecting her. You must be Miss Dolliver. Remarkable deduction.
I'm here to bail out Mr. Taylor and Mr. Adams. Whom do I see?
Well, you...
Where's the mildewed magistrate who sentenced them?
I'm the judge, Miss Dolliver.
You're the judge.
Lester, go get Mr. Taylor and Mr. Adams.
Yes, ma'am. Chester, kid.
Well, now a faint light is beginning to flicker.
Miss Dolliver, I'm sorry about the wedding yesterday.
I'll bet you are.
Under the circumstances, I should have been more lenient.
Oh, no. Under the circumstances, I'm surprised you're releasing Mr. Taylor at all.
I don't know what you mean.
I should have known it. If any other man in the world had been arrested for speeding, a male judge would have sentenced him, but not Jerry Taylor.
Miss Dolliver, I fail to see what that has to do with the case.
Sybil, gee, am I glad to see you.
Well, I'm sure I don't know. Are you?
Hey, why the freeze?
I believe that I'm the one who's entitled to ask the question.
Hiya, Sybil. You interrupted my nap.
Oh. 1,000 apologies.
Sybil, this is Judge Hadley.
We've met. I was just telling the judge... that after seeing her, I can quite understand why she sent me.
Now, wait a minute.
And knowing you, Jerry Taylor, I only had to take one look at her honor to know that you'd have done anything to stay in Sand Springs.
Miss Dolliver, if you're suggesting that I deliberately sentenced Mr. Taylor because of his alleged charm, you're quite mistaken.
Hey, wait a minute, you two. That's me you're kicking around.
I know all about Jerry's fatal attraction for women, Miss Hadley, and I also know how to cope with it. But a sheltered girl like you...
Sybil, will
I think we'll reopen this case.
Now, wait a minute, Judge.
Susie, don't pay any attention to
her. No. Just ignore me completely. I'm just the woman you were supposed to marry yesterday, or has that slipped your mind completely?
Order. This court is now in session.
Good grief.
We're about to reopen the case of the people of Sand Springs versus Jerry Taylor.
Oh, for the love of Pete, Sybil, you've made her stop smiling.
I don't care whether she ever smiles again.
Your Honor, Susie, you said that as far as you were concerned, this case was closed, remember?
Miss Dolliver seems to feel that there was a miscarriage of justice, so we'll reopen the proceedings.
But, Susie, don't let what Sybil says bother you.
The defendant will please control himself.
The only question is, how much is this going to cost? Oh, Jerry, let's give her the money and get out of here.
It's not as simple as that, Miss Dolliver. You can't buy yourself out of every jam you get into.
Now, you listen to me.
I'm not interested in your money.
Oh, no, you're interested in Jerry, you legal heartbreaker.
Miss Dolliver, one more such outburst and I'll have to fine you for contempt of court.
Susie, can't we settle this in a friendly way?
Not as long as Miss Dolliver thinks she can buy her way or your way out of this court.
Now, let's not lose our heads.
Not lose our heads? Why, I drive all the way down here this morning to bail you two out of jail, and what do I find? My prospective husband is in love with his jailer.
Miss Dolliver, I warned you.
But
rude.
Sybil,
you...
Susie, this isn't the way to settle this.
I don't care if she's governor of the state. She's not going to break up our engagement.
Sybil, control yourself.
Control myself? Why, I'd like to take this whole courtroom apart and also...
All right, that does it. Miss Dolliver, this court finds you guilty of contempt and sentences you to 24 hours in the Sand Springs jail.
Contempt? 24 hours?
Susie, you can't do this.
You can go back to jail with her, Mr. Taylor.
But, Your Honor, you promised.
Now, Susie, you've got to listen to
I'll
me.
I'll get even with her if I have to buy this whole town.
Oh, kids, let's be reasonable.
Lester, clear the courtroom. Lock these people up.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Muriel Bremner, here is Myron Wallace.
The next time you are hungry for a real taste thrill, just try treating yourself to the new Coconut Ping Bar. For in this luscious new coconut candy treat, you will discover a truly rare flavor combination. A sweet dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a soft, rich, creamy, smooth nougat center. Together, the dark chocolate, fresh white coconut, and rich nougat combine to give you a rare taste blend you can find only in the new Coconut Ping. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. For the third act of Petticoat Justice, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Just as Jerry Taylor and his friend Buzz were about to be released from jail, Jerry's fiancée, Sybil Dolliver, arrived on the scene. And the fuss she created made Judge Susie Hadley send her to jail for contempt. Jerry and Buzz also landed back in their cell, next to the one Sybil occupies in the Sand Springs jail. Well, it's now the next morning. Buzz speaks to Jerry.
Well, Susie will be coming to let us out soon.
Yeah.
Freedom, my friend, doesn't seem to appeal to you this morning.
I hope you're ready to start talking fast, Jerry Taylor.
Uh-oh.
You've got a lot of explaining to do when that female jailer lets us out of here.
Now I see why you're not so anxious to be free.
What do you mean, free? Free to marry Sybil?
If you think I intend to let you forget this, Jerry Taylor, you're sadly mistaken. You haven't heard the end of this little escapade.
See what I mean?
Yeah, but, hey, look. When we get out of here, suppose I drive your car and you drive Sybil's.
Well, how about you driving Sybil's car?
No dice, pal. That's your job. Until death do you part.
Oh, but Buzz, don't you understand? I can't. I don't love Sybil.
So I gather, but it appears you're marrying her anyway. Because she's beautiful and wealthy and determined.
Yeah, that was before I met Susie.
You mean before you took a long-term lease on this cell in Sand Springs Jail?
Buzz, I think I'm in love with that girl.
With Susie?
What are you two muttering about?
Nothing, Sybil. Nothing at all.
Well, now, look who's coming. Miss Judge and Jury herself. Good morning.
Buzz, here she is. What am I going to do?
Solve that one yourself, Mr. Anthony.
All right, Miss Oliver. You can go now. And I am going. But I'll be back. I'll fix you if I have to call out the militia.
Very well, Miss Oliver. I'm quite prepared to put the whole state militia in jail if necessary.
Look, Susie, you've got to listen to me.
You're free to go now, Mr. Taylor, and you too, Mr. Adams.
That's what you said yesterday.
Susie, I've been doing a lot of thinking. One does in jail, you know. And...
Jerry, I'm waiting.
Miss Dolliver is calling you, Mr. Taylor.
Coming, Sybil. You've got to believe me, Susie, when I tell you that I didn't...
Jerry!
Miss Dolliver's getting impatient. Unless you want to spend another 24 hours here,
That's
I think...
That's just we're... it, Susie.
For the last time, Jerry.
Come on, chum. You better start moving.
But I can't go away and leave Susie like this.
No. Why not?
Oh, Susie, can't you see? Susie, I...
Jerry!
He's coming.
Goodbye, Mr. Taylor.
Listen, Susie, I'll see you again.
Not unless you break the speed limit in Sand Springs.
Jerry, I'm coming back there to get you.
Jerry, come on!
Okay, I'm coming.
Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye.
Yeah, Miss Susie. Looks like we finally got rid of him, don't it?
Yes, Lester, we finally got rid of him.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I say I'm glad. having prisoners around the jail sort of breaks up my days.
Oh, yes, I'm glad too, Lester.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Take me a month to catch up on my sleep. Say, take me a month? It's awful hard to get over an upset like this. You know that?
Yes, Lester, I know.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just stretch out one of these cells and catch me 40 winch. What are you going to do, Miss Susie?
Why, I think I'll go out and arrest a speeder. I'm just in the mood. And furthermore, I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Please, Sybil, can't you give me a little rest?
Give you some rest? Why, my nerves are just tingling.
Maybe it's good for them.
Jerry, do you have to drive so fast?
Well, I thought you were in a hurry to get back to Stone City.
Well, I am, but speeding doesn't help my nerves.
Maybe not, but we lost all that time when you insisted we had to stop and eat breakfast in Sand Springs.
Oh, I was hungry.
After that swell breakfast we had in jail?
I couldn't touch it. That terrible woman might have poisoned it.
Oh, I don't think so. I can't see Susie as a poisoner.
Jerry, just how do you see her?
Oh, now, Sybil, don't start being unreasonable.
Unreasonable? I ask you, how many girls would have driven down here as I did?
It seems to me, Sybil, that if you really loved me, you'd have been down as soon as you were called.
If I really loved you...
That's what I said.
Jerry, don't drive so fast.
What's the matter? Don't you have any confidence in me?
Oh, good heavens, what's got into you?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I like it.
Jerry Taylor, you're acting like a high school boy.
Am I? Well, that's just the way I feel.
And you're going so fast that if you don't stop...
Hey, do you hear what I hear?
Yes, police siren.
Well, I'll be darned.
Jerry Taylor, you did this on purpose.
Sorry, Sybil. I guess there's nothing for us to do but stop.
I'm going to scream, Jerry. I know I am.
Oh?
Oh, honestly, why? Why would you do such a thing? All right, my boy, let's see your license.
Why, officer, it's a pleasure.
Jerry! Oh, I'll bet you're surprised, aren't you? I think you two planned this.
Oh, no, Sybil. It was all my idea. I don't even know how Susie feels about it.
But I thought you left Sand Springs half an hour ago.
Well, luckily, Sybil insisted on stopping for breakfast.
Good old Sybil. Little Miss Lonely Hearts herself.
Well, officer, what are you going to do? We were hitting 60 in a 15-mile zone.
Yes, I know you were.
And I know how you feel about people who violate traffic regulations.
I suppose I ought to arrest you.
Oh, by all means.
Well, you're not taking me back to that lousy jail. You can shoot me, but you're not taking me alive.
I don't think she wants to arrest you, Sybil.
Oh, Jerry, I was so miserable.
Oh, gee, maybe you think I wasn't.
Jerry, where are you going?
Didn't you hear what the officer said, Sybil? I'm under arrest.
You mean you're going back with her?
Yes, he is.
All right, but I meant what I said about the militia. Well, prisoner?
Is there room for two on that motorcycle, officer?
Well, there is, if...
If what?
If I put my arms around your neck.
I think that can be arranged.
You sure, Jerry? You sure you're not making a mistake?
I'm absolutely sure, Susie. Positive.
Oh, darling.
What's the sentence, Judge?
Life, Mr. Taylor. Life.
Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and featured Muriel Bremner. The supporting players were Geraldine Kay, Forrest Lewis, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Returns now with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, next Wednesday, Pat, I'm the owner of a small airline in the South Pacific.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It is, even after Kay Mannering arrives.
Oh, so you don't like her?
Well, I suggest you wait until next Wednesday for that information. The play, incidentally, is called Once Upon an Island.
Oh, very intriguing title.
Yes.
Well, thanks and good night, Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat. See you next Wednesday.
Until next week, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Wednesday, same time, same station, when the makers of the new Coconut Bing Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. I.Q., the Metal Banker.
And next Wednesday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new coconut pink.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.